Welcome to the new sound of the Audio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and although the name has changed, we'll still be bringing you the best guests from the radio and audio industry each week. This week, we have a panel of experts recorded at our recent event in Glasgow at the BBC Scotland Studios. Hosted by Lynn Hogan from BBC Scotland, the panel was made up of Andy Everett, Managing Editor for Scotland and Wales at Global, David Robinson, Director of Content for Scotland and Northern Ireland for Bauer Media Audio, David Treasurer, Programme Director for STV Radio, and Victoria Easton Riley, Head of Radio and Events for BBC Scotland. We start with the question, how are you evolving your audio strategy in 2026 across your network? And the first voice you'll hear is Andy Everett.
I've been at Global for 13 years now. It's probably the business as a whole has probably changed more in the last 12 months than it has in the last 12 years. It feels like it's just been evolving incredibly quickly. I think radio, outdoor, you know, that's very much the core of the business and always will be. But it's definitely now about creating new revenue streams. It's very much about getting into places that our audience inhabit that we've perhaps not been in at all before or very little before. It's about creating as many revenue streams as we can to future-proof the business, really. So that is definitely the big focus that's happening at the moment. We've got a new CEO, Simon Pitts, who people will maybe in this room will know quite well from being at STV for many years. He started in April last year, and it's really gone at a pace in terms of the change. I guess the audio strategy is now probably an audio, video and social strategy. We put a big emphasis at Global on owning the best brand. Our brands, you know, we have the three biggest commercial radio brands in the UK. Heart has 12.7 million listeners. Capital is 9.5. Smooth's at 7.4 million listeners. So they're huge, really important. But I think now it's about creating big, glossy brands in other spaces. So podcasting in particular is a big focus at the moment. On-demand video content is a massive focus for us at the moment. And the lines between audio and video are blurring very rapidly. And our podcasts are now becoming brands in their own right. We launched Global Studios in October. That was a big move. And we launched that with the acquisition of the Fellas Studios, which is an incredible podcast production house in the east of London. And they've got this amazing like building where they've got like 15 sets. They call them sets, not studios, over two floors. And they're making all these incredible podcasts out of all these different sets that they've got in East London. So Global acquired them last year. And then we used that to launch Global Studios. So under Global Studios now are the Fellas. You may have seen the news just before Christmas about the acquisition and the partnership of The Overlap, which is Gary Neville's podcast production company. And then we've also got a great slate of Global original podcasts. So stuff like The News Agents, My Therapist Ghosted Me. And we just launched one last week, an F1 podcast with David Coulthard. So they're all Global originals. So they're now all housed under the Global Studios banner. And these shows are now, they're great audio podcasts, but they're TV shows. And we're calling them shows now more often than not instead of podcasts. So that's been a massive, massive shift. I think at the same time, yes, you know, audio is very important. You know, for many years for us, it was the last 2 years, 3 years, it's been about get everything into Global Player. And everything's been Global Player, Global Player, Global Player. Yes, Global Player is still massively important, but we are now putting a huge emphasis on getting content onto YouTube. That's become a huge thing. And all our podcasts now, it's a video first strategy. So every podcast producer does the video edit before they do the audio edit. And that goes straight up onto YouTube. And we're now monetizing YouTube. I think we're increasingly finding that audiences and advertisers are now expecting, you know, multi-platform engagement, both for radio and for podcasts. Every single podcast that we're making needs to be a 360 brand in its own right. The Fellas, when we're talking to them, who are now part of the Global team, they talk about building a world around a podcast now. You know, when they're launching a new show or a podcast, whatever you want to call it, you have to build the entire ecosystem around it and create a brand in the same way as we have a Heart brand or a Capital brand or a Smooth brand. Every single show that we make now for YouTube or for podcasts has to be its own world. Traditionally, we've always just been measured on the KPIs have all been Radar and growth. But now, you know, as as a managing editor, or yes, we're looking at Rajar and that's really important, but we're also looking at monthly downloads for podcasts. We're also measured on global player logins, logged in listening, really important. And we're also now measured on viewing hours on YouTube. We are evolving the business into new areas that we've never been in before. Again, we launched Sport by Global last year in October. Global has never touched sport. So setting up a whole new division called Sport by Global was a pretty big move. You know, we're not going to get into sports rights and commentary and all that, but what we are doing and what we've been doing very successfully over the last 6 months are those brand partnerships around sport. We're now the official audio partner of Team GB, which gave us some great content over the last few weeks at the Winter Olympics. We were in Paris as well. We're at Wimbledon with Vodafone and Barclays. We were doing some work with Sail GP over in the UAE. We've been doing all sorts of great partnerships around sport, activating and turbocharging the content for sports rights holders, which has been really successful. And obviously in Scotland, we're trying to plug ourselves into that. And we're having a lot of exciting conversations up here at the moment about how we evolve the broadcast centre in Scotland to be a bit more like a global studio for Scotland. And we've got some big ambitions to be working on a lot more podcasting out of our offices in Glasgow over the next 12 months.
Nice. Very exciting. David?
Yeah, so one of the biggest challenges that we've really got as a business here, again, the fortunate position that we've got is our audience is so large. There's only so many areas that you can continue to grow in. So very, very much like what Andy was saying there, a massive emphasis for us or for our growth, both with audience and revenue, really comes in the digital space, because you can't just keep adding listeners when you've already kind of maxed out fairly high level. A project that I was really heavily involved in, and it kind of ran along with Victoria when she was at Bauer, was the visualization of Super Scoreboard, and that story really started over 10 years ago. To be honest, we used to stream Super Scoreboard on our website, and I have no idea how many people watched because we never had any way of tracking it back then. It was like a random wee video player in the corner of the Clyde One website. And I used to think it was great, and I was like, imagine you'd be able to watch people on air on the radio at the same time as them coming out the speakers, which now you're like, obviously. We did that for a bit, but again, we just didn't really know how successful it was, and we stopped doing it for a while. We acquired our Communicore Ireland stations, and they're now Bauer Ireland, and as part of that was OTB, which is Off the Ball, not related to BBC's Off the Ball, but same name. And they basically have a sports show over there that is fully visualised. So I spent a lot of time listening and learning what they had done to their sports show over there and see how we could translate it to Super Scoreboard. We built in Clydebank the Bauer's first fully visualised radio product. Super Scoreboard's been streaming live on YouTube now for 3 years this summer. And that for us is shown where there's massive audience growth. So when I remember that first night that we turned it on, it was like, was anyone going to watch this? Like, I don't know. And we had 50,000 viewers that first night. I couldn't believe it. Like, it was insane. So that for us is a massive area of audience growth. And Super Scoreboard and the football sport programming, that sports adjacent stuff as well, it works really, really well, because actually Super Scoreboard's biggest audience wins are not really for live coverage, because people will watch it live on the telly if it's football, or if they want to listen to live commentary, they'll probably come to the BBC on the radio. But what we really win at is that live reaction, is the callers. If anyone listens to Super Scoreboard, you know how well known, how famous some of them can be. So we have really made that a massive point of emphasis to really drive our audience into a digital space for that reactionary stuff. So there's a huge area of growth there still to be had for us, and there's different spin-offs that we can go, especially in the Super Scoreboard brand. I think for us, that's been a massive focus, certainly in Scotland. On a UK level, we've got the Rail app, and there's been a huge amount of work that has gone into that from our colleagues down based in London, where if you listen to Clyde or Forth or wherever as a logged-in listener, personalised playlists and personalised radio stations that we will serve you. So if you listen to Clyde One, for example, you may also get served some content for any one of our number of spin-off stations, Hits 90s or Absolute Radio or something that sort of has a bit of a playlist crossover, and they'll personalise those playlists or those radio stations to your listening choices. So I think certainly from a Scotland perspective, the audience and revenue growth is really in the sort of digital space. So big emphasis certainly put on podcasts and the audio market generally.
And David?
Yeah, I can talk a little bit around what we're doing and probably the sort of impact it's had on STV as a business. And I think we know in this day and age you've got to be on absolutely every single touch point that's out there for audiences. And it's quite funny, I go back to 1999 when the station I was at that I won the Radio Academy Technical Innovation Award for, and that was for creating their website, streaming the station online, and we had a webcam in the studio, so maybe I was just a wee bit ahead of my time with that one. One of the things that we did even before STV Radio launched as a station is we launched a podcast, and it's become really successful really quickly. We're getting millions of views online now for the content, and it was a clever idea, because what it did is help create awareness for the station ahead of launch. It also tapped into an audience that are looking to be served with, you know, funny, engaging, entertaining content. We know Ewan doesn't take himself too seriously, and you know the team that's working on that podcast, Ronnie and Callum, are doing a great job. So, you know, that was one part of it. Then we've also created in the studio a little live space, you know, because we want to do our bit to promote Scottish talent as well. And we've had all sorts of different singer-songwriters come in and perform, you know, a song on the breakfast show, up-and-coming talent. And we've got a little space for them on Sunday evenings as well with a programme called Scotland Soundtrack, which we're enjoying doing too. The wider impact it's had for STV as a business is, you know, STV for a long time, people would have, a lot of the audience would have seen it as a TV channel, or, you know, where you watch the news and those kind of things. So what it's done for STV as a business is move it into a place of being a true multimedia business. And that really was the ambition, to create a true multimedia business.
And lastly, but not least, Victoria.
One of the big differences in being here is that, you obviously don't have commercial clients to think about, which is lovely, to be honest. That's really nice. But, you know, it brings its own sort of different challenges with it. And for that, you know, we're in a big campaign where we're in the sort of the middle of a green paper, and it's suddenly you're dealing with Parliament and you're having discussions about where the BBC sits in people's lives and how much they trust the BBC. And, you know, people are consuming BBC content in huge numbers. I think it's like 86% of people consume BBC content in some way or another every single week. Like, it's huge, and it's a brand that's sort of so widely known. But for us in Scotland, this is, again, it's not just even the audio business, and this is sort of part of sitting on the exec team as well, is about really driving BBC Scotland forward and doing it sort of collectively, and how we do it in sort of the TV space and the event space and the audio space and the marketing. So we've got this big marketing campaign that's on just now that you'll probably start to see popping up. So a lot of that is really about trying to engage with the audience to how important is the BBC in people's life. So it's a very different angle, and it's quite a unique thing to do, to sort of twist a commercial brain that's been purely about driving revenue all the time. And, you know, and it's not about that anymore. It's about engagement and trust and how important the BBC is to everybody. So, and about protecting it. And I'm really quite fiercely protective of the BBC. Like, it's something I'm really proud to say I work. And I think as an organisation, it's something that we do need to protect. But it's interesting listening to you three, and it's all about sort of digital growth and multi-platform and all the rest of it. But if just going back to basics on sort of audio, it's the opposite for me here. It's going back to what I said earlier, it's about building a radio station again. It's almost like, right, day one, let's do it again, you know? So it's all these sort of little things, whereas, you know, so podcast kind of sits in my remit as well, and there's some tremendous ones that come out of this building, especially like the Disclosure team, which are utterly fascinating. And I get such a geek when I get to sit with them, and they're like, right, we've got an idea for a podcast, and I'm like, tell me all about it. And, you know, they tell you these stories about the stuff that they're doing. It's utterly fascinating. So all that sort of happens, and they do such a tremendous job. But for me, it is literally about how can we build a radio station. It's really going back to the linear products. And we work very closely with nations here. So it is very much, it's Northern Ireland and it's Wales and it's local in England. And I had to go to the nations board, and it was like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I'm building a radio station. So BBC Sounds, it's the same as everyone. It's whether it's Global Player or it's Ray or whatever it might be. Everyone sort of wants to look at these numbers as well. And I stood up and I said, I truly believe that if we build our linear product, that's where we're going to get most of our growth, because I think there's so much room for manoeuvre here. And I'm constantly sitting with the team and I'm like, the opportunity coming out of this building is massive. The Scottish radio industry is in such an interesting place. I mean, it's fascinating by what's going on. I mean, people are out there tuning about going, OK, I'm going to give that a go and I'm going to give that a go and I'm going to get them all. not really. It's fascinating. That's why I think this industry is just utterly brilliant, because it's never been more brilliant. You know, we're all trying to build audiences, but through different ways and thinking of it differently. And
one of the other things that, and it could be kept very briefly, is, and I get asked this a lot as a presenter, one of the questions that I think is maybe quite important is for anybody that is looking to start in radio and maybe have that as their career or get into the industry, how would you tell somebody to do that? What would be your advice? What help would you give somebody? And I'll start with Victoria and we'll work our way down.
So I actually had this chat earlier, but so for me, it's about really not giving up. It's like, see, for it's so powerful for someone to come to you and be like, I want this so badly and I will do anything for it. And like, what can you give me? And I'm so passionate about it. That happens less than what people would imagine. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I remember like when I was on Radio 1 and they like, when they did say to me, like, you, I can't give you shifts if you're not here. And then it was like 2 days later, I was on my pal's couch, just with bags, just being like, right, give me a shot. That's what I think was, you know, I didn't have experience any better than anybody else. Or they were like, are you kidding? That you've just, and I was like, yeah, yeah, I'm here. Are you mad? And I'm like, no, I just really want this. And I think that was what made me kind of get that opportunity and get in front of people. And I think that's still, is still really important. Mm-hmm. For me coming in here and getting to know, it's a really big team, but I can instantly see the people that are coming towards me and going, can I do this and can I do that and what about this, and I've been thinking about that. Or you see the people who kind of slide away when you start talking about like doing more work. So I think showing your passion and showing a real focused passion as well of like, this is what I want to do and this is why I think I'm really good at it and this is what I'm going to bring you, like, that's so attractive to hear. That's the sort of person you're like, I want you in my team. Yeah. And I keep saying to people here, I want you all running through walls for Radio Scotland going forward. I think that was the mentality and the sort of the team ethic we had at Clyde, didn't we? It was, we felt unstoppable, like absolutely unstoppable. And it would almost be quite tribal at times, and we'd be at the areas and it'd be noisy and everybody would be like, oh my God, you lot are mad. But it's just that everybody was just so passionate about, we're going to do this and we're going to be the biggest and the best.
And David, you have obviously been in radio for a long time, but what advice would you give anybody looking to get their foot in the door?
Build your skill set. That's really important. In your spare time, just plug away and get to know the trade that you're trying to work in. And Badger, you've got to do it. I never really sort of tell the story, but one of the reasons why I got my first job in radio was because in the community station, I'll not say who, but someone in the station has said, oh, David will never work in radio. And so, you know, I could have taken away from that, give up, do something else. But, you know, I emailed one of my contacts in the radio industry that I'd met, who was Terry Underhill, who some people in this room will know. And it was off the back of that email that he invited me down to Wales to have a chat with him and go in that 17-hour. So in a weird way, if I hadn't had that little bit of feedback come back, who knows? It's just one of those strange moments. So never give up. And right now, I would say, if anyone wants to send out 500 car stickers, get in touch with me, because that's about the number that Webster gives out every day on air.
And David, what would your advice be for anybody looking to get into radio?
We actually are going to announce a promotion that we're going to run, and we're going to be giving new and emerging talent a Sunday night show across HRN Scotland, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. And it's going to be open for people to apply for it to be on it. It's going to be targeted at people who have never done radio shows before or have very limited radio experience. I think one of the issues certainly that we have on some of our heritage brands here it's been the same people for an awful long time in the industry. So we need to encourage as many new people coming through as possible. So that is going to run on a 4 to 8 week rotational spot. So every 4 to 8 weeks, it'll be a new person. It's going to be called Up Next, and people will be able to apply via any of the HRN Scotland websites. You upload your demo, tell us a bit about yourself, some social media handles in there, and there's your chance to be on air with us on the network. Get your demos in. What I would say about your demo, keep it tight.
that's my advice to you just now.
Keep it tight. Don't include music and make it all about personality. There you go.
Thank you. And Andy, how would you give advice to anybody? I guess it's the same thing, isn't it?
I think everyone's kind of said it.
Don't give up. Keep pestering people.
Yeah. It's a brilliant time, just to echo what Vic was saying. It's a brilliant time to be working in the audio or radio industry in Scotland, I think. We've got all these fantastic radio stations. We've got these icons on many of our brands. We've got new radio stations launching. We've got a raft of small-scale DAB stations that are popping up all the time. There's great podcast production companies. And I mean, it's a thriving industry here that we should be really proud of. I think events like this we should be doing more of. Like, this is great to have all these everyone in the room tonight. I think it's fantastic. It's really inspiring, actually. If you're young and you're just starting out and you're trying to get into it, then it's a brilliant time for you to be thinking about getting a career into our industry here in Scotland.
A big thank you to everyone at our Glasgow event who made the day happen and such a success. And to everyone at BBC Scotland at Pacific Quay, Lynn Hogan and all the panel. As we've now rebranded to the Audio Academy, we have a new look website. So come and check it out at audioacademy.org.uk. Our first Foot in the Door event as the Audio Academy is on the 12th of March at the University of Essex in Colchester. There'll be training workshops, you can listen to guest speakers and take part in a speed networking event with industry leaders. To find out more and to book a place, go to audioacademy.org.uk/training. Next week, my guest is a radio legend. Steph Hurst takes over the Saturday afternoon show on Greatest Hits Radio from the 7th of March. And I'll be chatting to her about this, plus stories from her incredible career. Subscribe to the podcast now so you don't miss it. And I'll see you next week.